Welcome to Coding Kids, equipping future cool.
What got me attracted to coding was problem solving. Since I've been in it, I've seen how it has progressed. It's an industry that you will find in all other industries, where it will also help with the going green, where we won't need paper anymore. Everything will be software related.
The fact that it teaches me how to create games, that's the best thing about coding.
I like that it's instant. I like that I'm creating something. I find it still very creative. I think it's the future, especially with COVID, that everything is going online and everyone's going to need systems to go online. Web development for apps, I think it's the future. And I think everyone should learn how to code because it's not as hard as everyone thinks.
It's a constantly developing industry. It changes all the time. There are new and better ways of doing things every year. There are emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, robotics, that will automate a lot of work. At some point, everyone is going to have, to a certain degree, know a bit of coding.
It entails game design, and I'm an upcoming game designer. It's just amazing how you can build a whole world from just a few lines of code. It's very creative. In this technological world, you need to know how to code. So I really see it growing and becoming a big...
If your business is not in software, a software business is going to be in it.
Came across a message that you can read but can never actually interpret, and when inquiring about it, you are told it's written in code. Or maybe you've heard a group of male friends talk about the bro code or brother code, which according to them can never be cracked by women because it is encrypted or designed in a way that only men can understand. In the coming episodes, we're going to have a closer look at codes, not bro codes as men put it, but codes in a computer sense, known as coding, focusing directly this time on kids, broadly known as Coding for Kids. I am Palisa Mokoena. Welcome to Coding Kids.
Welcome to Coding Kids, equipping future cool.
Before we get into Coding for Kids, let's first understand what a code is, and then understand what coding is. A code is a system of words, figures, or symbols used to represent others, especially for the purpose of secrecy. And coding is a language used by computers to understand our commands as users, and therefore process our requests. It is converting human language into the binary language of computers. Coding is another term for computer programming. In other words, it is a process by which one designs and builds an executable computer program for completing a particular computing task. So coding is what makes it possible for us to make computer softwares, apps, and websites.
Do you have a child between the ages of 5 to 18 with an interest for computer and problem solving? If the answer is yes, then Coding Kid is the program they need to make sure their computer and problem-solving skills are sharpened.
Coding Kids, equipping future coders.
Now that we know what codes are and what coding is, let's get into Coding for Kids. It is self-explanatory because indeed, it is coding done by kids, using coding language modified for children's understanding. Code College is an institute which only doesn't teach kids to code, but they invest in the company's loyalty by making their systems friendly in doing business. It all started with a company called CompuWays, which in the early 90s provided consultation and recruitment, which was then recognized by the Corporate Research Foundation as one of the top 40 IT recruitment agencies in South Africa. It became a full-time training institute. In 2014, it became more focused on development and coding bootcamps, which is now known as Code College. We had a chat with Arnold Graf, CEO and founder of Code College, who told us more about the college, what they do, what they offer, and the role they play in teaching kids to code.
Welcome to Coding Kids, equipping future crew.
My name is Arnold Graf. I started Code College in 2004. It was a spin-off from a consulting company that I also founded. We trained as a software developer, did a degree, started the business in 1990 of placing software developers in companies. As a coding college, we provide the services of training matriculants to become software developers within 1 year on an international syllabus, and then also to place them in a job. So we have this practical apprenticeship training course, which is called the Java Boot. That is where we end up with the students. Then obviously we train software professionals inside companies to change skills to other languages. That is short courses. We realize that we are needing to train the kids from school. So we have a program for every grade, a year course. And this year course is run on the basis of 1 hour per week after school or online. We have a classroom facility in Alberton in Joburg for the classroom kids. And then we have the online training for this, which follows the same syllabus, that you can be anywhere in South Africa to follow that syllabus. We focus on the kids from primary school, mostly in Scratch Junior and the junior robots like the Lego Boost. And then the more senior kids, they start to dabble into the more advanced languages like Python for kids, JavaScript for kids, HTML for kids, and then also the bigger robots like the Lego EV3 robots. They're also for the high school kids. When kids leave school, then they can join our bootcamp and get a job within a year.
That was Arnold Graf, CEO and founder of Code College, a college that teaches kids to code from a very young age, ensuring that the world-class coders and programmers are produced from them, meaning they will contribute to solving problems from all across the globe that we face on a daily. Now that we know about Code College, in the next episodes, we get to find out the different softwares that they use to teach kids how to code. And of course, the evolution that has started by coding done by kids. Well, that's it for now. Until next time,